Venegas. Maybe he was a preacher. V-E-N-E-G-A-S. Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N. 12705, today is 11-2. Right lower quadrant abdominal pain. 17-year-old, young, smart, Hispanic woman comes in with right lower quadrant abdominal pain that's been going on for 6 days. She's been treating it with Motrin. She's in pain. She's in tears because the pain is so severe at times. Period. She has no past medical problems, no medication, no surgeries. Last period under social was 10/13/2023. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She graduated at 16, and she's working at this time to figure out what she wants to do with her life. Immunization is up to date. Childhood immunization is up to date. COVID immunization, none. On exam, we have a 17-year-old young lady who's in mild distress, 117 pounds, 100%, 98.6, 16, 67, 128 over 62, heart positive, swim positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, but lower right lower quad and tenderness noted, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, no lymphadenopathy noted, urinalysis shows trace blood, trace leukocytes. Ultrasound of the abdomen, gallbladder, and kidneys are within normal limits. I did see what looked like stone in the bladder that needs to be evaluated. Assessment, given patient's degree of pain and the minimal findings in urinalysis, patient deserves a CT of the abdomen, will be sent to the degree of pain and the duration of pain. Patient is going to be sent to the emergency room with a note for CBC, CMP, CT scan now. Next number, urinalysis report was shared with the emergency room. Next number, ultrasound report was discussed with mom. Next number, patient is also needs to be evaluated for ovarian cyst because of her age. I did not see any on the abdominal ultrasound, but a transvaginal or a CT would be much more sensitive for that. Thank you.